Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nugu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
Mistakes. God is not happy about the mistake, but because He's in covenant with you, He turns it all around for good. Joseph said, "You all meant it for evil when you sold me as a slave." He said, "But God has directed it for good." So when you were doing it, it was for bad. In your mind, it was evil. But because I'm in covenant with God, it will work together for good. If you believe it's going to work in your favor, put those hands together. Would you help me take 1 minute and just love on someone? Just walk up to someone and tell them, "Welcome. Thank you for making it. How was your day? How was your day? How did today go? I know it was a busy day for you." I said 1 minute. It's only 3 seconds. Just love on somebody. Just find somebody. Say, "How are you doing? How you doing? I hope you're well. I hope you're fine. I hope the economy is treating you well." Let me tell you something we never do in church. And it's crazy why we don't do it. It's to relate. To relate. You see, no matter how much spiritual you want to be, man was designed for two dimensions. The vertical dimension and the horizontal dimension. The only thing we do when we come to church is only up, worship, pray, praise, word. As soon as we share the grace, you carry your bag and you take off. It's okay. But something we keep missing in your life. One of the things that we miss in your life is that there's a company you have been going to, trying to break through. The person who has your breakthrough in his hand is sitting next to you in church. And every day you come to church, you do high five to the person. You don't talk to the person. Sometimes when we say high five, you don't even high five the person. So here you are looking for the person in Jericho. God has put him next to your seat every Sunday. And because we don't relate, girls are not getting married. Businessmen are not connecting well. And opportunities are just passing out every Sunday and every Wednesday. I give you another 30 seconds. Look for someone. Give them your complimentary card. Just tell them, I just want to find out, how was your day? How did it go today? I hope you are fine. God bless you. 30 seconds. Just relate with someone. This is why church was designed for relationships. Hallelujah. You can postpone the business discussion till after the service. At least you have started it. The most important is that you started it. Is anybody hearing me? Wow. Once again, it's good to have you in church. And I want to thank you for making out the time in spite of your very tight and busy Wednesday. Amen. I said amen. Amen. All right. One scripture is not our reading for the day, but I'm not going to ask you to stand up again. So let's read this together. The man of God read it when he came up, but I want it in the old King James, Revelation 11:12. Revelation 11:12. Thank you, City of David. God bless you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Revelation 11:12. I want everybody to please join me. 1, 2, go. "And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them." By the time God is going to take you where He's taking you to, your enemies will behold you. Those who have already, they've already concluded on you that this is how far you will go. You won't go beyond this point. When your glory will show forth, they will see you. Yeah. Bless your word, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Sit down. Now, I need to explain to you what's going on in this church right now, so you can be in the same page with us. Because we're not here because it's Wednesday. And we're not going to be here because it's Sunday on Sunday. For every season in our life, God has a purpose and a reason. Are you still there? Talk to me. Are you there? All right. So let me just explain to you what's going on right now in our church family. Those of you worshiping online, thank you. We love you so much. We are grateful you made it. But please follow me. I had a story when I was still a mass server in the Catholic Church. And I remember the name of the Reverend Father who gave the stories, Father Ekakabo. I've forgotten his first name now. He gave this story. He said, there was an eagle that laid the eggs on top of the mountain, where eagles normally lay their eggs. He said, unfortunately, the eagle had left the eggs to go look for food, and there was a very heavy breeze, more or less like a hurricane. One of those eggs slid down the mountain and down the valley, and the egg kept rolling until it found itself close to a chicken nest. Close to where some chicken were, not really necessarily a nest. And the chicken, the mother hen saw the egg and said, egg is egg, and started hatching the egg. Eventually that egg was hatched, and it looked a bit different from all the chickens down there. But I mean, they hoped that as he kept growing, it was going to look more like them. You know, sometimes when a child is born, initially it will look different from you people. Are we on the same page? And the chicken wasn't ready to go and do a DNA. You know what I'm talking about. So it kept feeding the little chicken or the eaglet, which looked like a chicken, you know, because it was amongst chicken. Kept feeding and feeding and feeding. And, you know, every other thing that the chickens ate, the eaglet ate. You know, eats this, ate corn, eat this, eat the other one. Anything they fed the other chicken on, it was eating. And he was very happy to be among the chickens. Very, very excited. That's where he was born. That's what he's only familiar with. That's the only environment he's used to. And so on and so forth. And he kept growing up. And he kept growing up. But there was only one problem. This eaglet, who is now chicken, realized that every time eagles are flying across and they are passing, something inside him said, that's where I belong. But his reality right now is that he's a chicken. And this is where he was born. He remembered this. By the time he opened his eyes, this is where he saw himself. These are his brothers and sisters. This food they are eating is his food. This is where he has always been. So what are you talking about? So he kept growing. When others are playing around and eating,